I know you're gonna dig this.
Y2K, what a bunch of crap. You're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. What'd you think was gonna happen? The world's gonna end? Hey, somebody made a little Minnesota license plate that says Y2KFAI. That's funny. So I'm not gonna do a damn thing about the millennium and all that crap. You've heard enough about that. Tonight's theme, nothing but crap. I have nothing particular planned. It's just going to be one of them shows. So, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to Crap from the Past here on KFAI. Something you'd like to hear? 612-341-0980. Here's a song I've been meaning to play for a good couple of weeks now, probably a couple of months, and it just keeps slipping my mind. And what better time to play it than now? Came out at the very beginning of 1981. It's the Rovers. They were formerly known as the Irish Rovers. And wasn't that a party on Crap from the Past?
Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6-packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in, my head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, me, oh, me, oh, my, wasn't that a party? Someone took a grapefruit, wore it like a hat. I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to my old tom cat. They were talking about a hockey. The cat was talking back. Along about that, everything went black. Oh, wasn't that a party? I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my buddy cutting down my neighbor's tree. Could have been the whiskey. Four, 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh God, wasn't that a party? I
blowing on a siren from somebody's police car. So you see, Your Honor, it was all in fun. That little bitty track beat down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, they run us in to see you in an alcoholic haze. I sure can use those 30 days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in, my head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in, my head's like a football. Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party? Ooh, wasn't that a party? Ooh, what a party.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
On Crap from the Past.
It's Gary's Gang from, I haven't the foggiest idea, to be honest. It doesn't say on this compilation here. Gary's Gang, you might remember from a great disco record in 1978 called Keep On Dancing. It was just narrowly missed the top 40, if you keep track of those things. A terrific record that had a feel similar to that, but the production was a little more laid back. And I'm just guessing that Knock Me Out, which you just heard there, came out shortly after that in 79 or 80, something like that. So, something you want to hear, which you haven't heard on the air in a long, long time, 612-341-0980. In case you're tuning in for the first time, Happy New Year! And we want to get the new year past us. Yeah, we're in the year 2000, but the great majority of the music that you will hear on this particular show will come from the 1900s, the millennium previous to the one in which we are existing at this very second. So it's 12:13 in the morning, KFAI, yada, 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 yada. I got some cute stuff coming up, so stay tuned. But first, a regular feature here on Crap from the Past is new stuff ripping off old stuff. And this was suggested to me a couple of weeks ago. Why don't I play this? So I hauled it out. From 1990, it's the studio creation Sweet Sensation and a remake of the old Supremes tune Love Child. I kind of liked it when it came out. I think I still kind of like it. So 1990, yeah, it qualifies as old stuff, ripping off much older stuff. Sweet Sensation on Crap from the Past.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Here's a current disco standard from back in 1976.
On Crap from the Past.
Rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man, no. And then he had the nerve to twiggle his left toe, but through his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all.
From the Spinners, 1976, and Rubber Band Man, and I've always wanted to play these two songs back to back. 1993, it's Kate Bush and Rubber Band Girl on Crap from the Past.
Be
Monster Gerber.
That's it. The radio. I'll go in the most popular program of the day.
On Crap from the Past.
Shannon, the same woman who did Let the Music Play and Give Me Tonight, had that same kind of wonderful electronic dance sound right there. That's the lead-off single from her second album, Do You Want to Get Away, from the spring of 1985. Hi, it is Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this is Crap from the Past here on KFAI. I should let you know that since we're in the aughts, the noughts, the zilches, the zips, the zeros, what are we going to call this decade? I've been waiting. I've been reading the Times. I've been watching CNN, and nobody has made any mention of what this decade is called. 70s, 80s, 90s, what? So until we get this thing named, so we're living in the zeros, or the zilches, or the zips, I think I'm going to call them. My wife suggested that, and I kind of like it. So we're in the zips now. You will be hearing more and more 90s music incorporated into Crap from the Past. This is not a radical change. Crap from the Past started, well, actually, I started doing this kind of format back in 1986. And a good portion of the music we hear is more current than 1986. So the time slot that Crap from the Past has covered has slid over the years. It sort of stays with us as I play music from 15, well, I guess 10-ish to 25 years ago. So you're going to be hearing a lot of music, a lot more music from the early 90s. And that's not a bad thing. It's not to be feared because there was some fine pop released in the early 90s. Not to worry. So, having issued that disclaimer now, it's time for the God-Awful Medley of the Week. It's a feature I do on a fairly regular basis right around 12:30 at this very time here on this very station. The Stars on 45 sort of popularized the God-Awful Medley trend that swept through popular music in 1981 and half of 1982. Hooked on Classics was in there. It was a dreadful time. And I've been doing a different God-Awful Medley every week since I started this in this very same time slot good couple of months ago at this point. This week is no exception. I wish I knew more about this. There's this strange CD I got called Lost Megamixes and Medleys, and it's on Stardust Records. But beyond that, there are no credits whatsoever on this thing. I don't know who put these things together or if they were taken from vinyl or if they're all illegal. I don't know. But what I'm going to play for you is the better part of, well, the whole thing is around 5.5 minutes long. I don't know if I'm going to let that go this long. But I'll play you the Connie Francis Medley. Frankly, I know nothing about this. And the God-Awful Medley of the Week on Crap from the Past.
You Salutations from the land of the round haircut. It's Bop Street's 10th anniversary party, and you are invited. Hi, I'm Pete Lee, inviting you to join me Wednesday, January 5th from 4 till 6:30 for Bop Street's 10th anniversary on the air. Can you believe that we've shared 10, count them, 10 years of big voice blues shouters?
I heard the news, there's blues rocking tonight.
Honking tenor saxophones. Powerful women of rhythm and blues.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on.
And fine, fine, super fine vocal group harmony. Bop Street's 10th anniversary this coming Wednesday, January 5th from 4 till 6:30. Right here on Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul.
Stevie Wonder is a genius. Plain and simple. 1985, Go Home was the follow-up to Part-Time Lover. And although few stations play it now, Go Home was a top 10 hit for him back then. Over the holidays, I got the Stevie Wonder box set, which has just been re-released, well, released for the first time by Motown. 4 CDs, 70 songs, and my life has been all Stevie all the time ever since. The man is a genius. Best live concert I've ever seen, Stevie Wonder. And, ooh, it's been all Stevie. And I will definitely be playing at least one Stevie Wonder song every week from now on, just because I love the man so much. So, 1981. Lip Sync was around. They were trying to follow up Funky Town and trying to have another big hit. Didn't go very well for them, but they were local, and it's my duty to play them. Background singer from Lip Sync on Crap from the Past.
La la la.
would stand as one of the very best pop tunes and bright and sunniest pop tunes of the 80s, except it came out in 1995. The Boo Radleys, I think they were from England, and Wake Up Boo, a terrific pop tune that was introduced to me by Mandy, who's sitting right over there. Mandy, host of Universal Frequencies, which starts at 2 o'clock after I leave. They play the best in indie pop from 2 to 5 every Monday morning, and I suggest you just stay awake and listen to the rest of my show, and then listen to Mandy, because she's good, and she knows her pop stuff, and I will be relying on Mandy more and more as weeks go by to fill me in on some of the good mid-90s pop that you might not have heard, and I might not have heard as well. So Boo Radley's Wake Up Boo from 1995, a fine pop song. And it's close enough. You're listening to Fresh Air Radio KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. It's right on top of 1 o'clock. All right, 11 minutes off. But it's pretty close, and now we're all legal, and I don't have to worry about the legal ID, and I can play what I please, yada, 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 blah, 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 etc., etc. What was the first CD you ever heard? Let's think about that for a second. It was probably in some electronics store. For me, it was in, what was the name? Crazy Eddie in New York, because that's where I grew up. And think back, because I'm actually kind of curious about this. If you'd like to actually phone this in, I'd kind of like to hear. 612-341-0980. The first CD I ever heard was on a fairly expensive CD player, because they were all expensive, back in 1984. It was late 1984, and I wandered into Sam Goody because they had just received their first batch of CD players, and I, being the 16-year-old audiophile that I was, had to go check the thing out. Walked in, and they had a Chicago CD. It was Chicago 17. All right, not the best album. But the song they played for me was Stay the Night. If you know the song, you know it starts off with drums and nothing else behind it. I was totally floored by the sound of those drums. And they made a really lasting impression on me. And because of that, I kind of like the Chicago 17 album, even though most may agree it's probably piss poor compared to some of their early stuff. I agree as well. But there's one redeeming quality about the Chicago 17 album that's not even on the album. You have to buy the 45 of Along Comes a Woman, because if you buy the album, it's pretty anemic. So, 1985, the single version of Along Comes a Woman. It's Chicago from my 45 on Crap from the Past.
Feeling Boogie Monster Gerber.
The best looking guy who ever picked up a guitar.
On Crap from the Past.
Getting how the song ends. I didn't think that's how it ends. Joe Jackson, It's Different for Girls from 1980, the second single from the I'm the Man album, of course, after I'm the Man, the follow-up to Look Sharp. And pretty fine record, actually. Most people dismiss that album as sort of a rush job. They just needed something to get out into the market. And yeah, it was released only 6 months after he released Look Sharp. But it's got its moments, and I'm the Man's a great song. Friday's a great record. And there you heard It's Different for Girls. Also a fine, fine tune. Now you're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. We're a lot closer to 1 o'clock, and you can feel the legality seeping in as we speak. My words are getting a little tangled up because, as you know, I hate this time slot and I'm dopey on Mondays because of that. I have to go back to work tomorrow. Yeah, I'm just as thrilled as you are. And so, since we were commiserating together and you're awake at this god-awful hour, I'm going to play you something I'm fairly certain you've never heard before and something you probably didn't even know existed. For years, my wife has been hounding me, when are you going to find that Kim Basinger album that she did with Prince? And I had to tell her that, yeah, they were an item in the Batman era way back then, but I don't think they ever recorded anything together. And I just kept telling her that, and that was the story for years. She'd say, when would you find the album? And I say, I can't find the album because I don't think it exists. Until I found the album. It cost me a lot of money, actually. And I found a nice bootlegged copy that finally leaked out of the Paisley Park Studios. It's from the album, the bootleg's called Hollywood Affair, although I don't know what the actual album would have been called. Hollywood Affair, the Lost Kim Basinger album. And it's got 9 songs written and produced by Prince. Well, there's some extra tracks on there, but the 9 songs feature vocals by Kim Basinger. And guess what? It's not very good. That's not surprising. So I'm going to play you what I consider to be one of the better songs on the album. It's less horrible than some of the other songs on the album. If nothing else, they're redeemed by the fact that his purpleness is on them. So, Kim Basinger singing with Prince on Too Naughty from 1989-ish, something like that, on Crap from the Past.
Everything to me, so I think you don't give me one.
Monster Gerber.
He puts out the dope you want to know
on Crap from the Past.
Guilty pleasure of mine, The Cult from 1987. And yeah, even they know they want to be Led Zeppelin real bad. It's Wildflower on Crap from the Past, and it's 108, and you're listening to Crap from the Past here on KFAI. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, playing what I consider to be the best and worst pop music of the last, I don't know, 30 years, something like that. You can draw your distinctions where you will. I think those year constraints, like the best of the 80s, are pretty artificial constraints anyway. So it's just pop music, and it's a big free-for-all. I have this nice feature that I'm going to be emphasizing more and more over the weeks because it's just a lot of fun for me. It's a random 45. I have this huge, when I say huge, I have a huge pile of 45s at home that I've never listened to. I find them for a dime because they look interesting, and they sit because I have so much material coming in I don't get a chance to listen to them. So this is a perfect chance for me to listen to some of these 45s. And one of the 45s I pulled off the pile this week is by Gulliver. Gulliver, if you know Gulliver at all, you should consider yourself a musical genius, because not many people have heard of Gulliver. Gulliver was a band that contained Daryl Hall and John Oates as members at one point. I don't know if they were members at the same time. I kind of guess they were. But this is before Hall and Oates were Hall and Oates. They were members of Gulliver. I checked Gulliver in the books, and I had a hard time finding out whether they're actually on this recording or not. The Gulliver records I knew were, I think, on RCA. I think. I'm not really sure about that. But I know they were not on Janus Records, and that's what I have here on the turntable. From 1973, it's credited to Gulliver, and it's a remake of the Neil Sedaka tune Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. So let's perk up our ears and see if Hall & Oates are actually on this record, because I think if they're singing, it should be readily apparent because they both have pretty distinct singing styles. I've never heard this either. It's Gulliver, and Happy Birthday, Sweet 16 from 1973 on Crap from the Past.
Something that is neither humorous, nor is it a sick time, nor is it anything out of line. It is a very simple physiological reaction, just as you must breathe in order to have oxygen, just as you must eat in order to have food, just as you must dispose of waste products in order not to have yourself expire from the poisoning of these waste products, so too must you have
crap from the past.
We could be the last two on earth to start a new world. Just you and me, girl, try. And you can almost see how it could be. Just you and me. The freezing cold, barely alive, have to make love to survive. I'll show you how it's done. We take it as it comes. A rocket to I don't want to wait anymore.
That was the first real big hit, I guess, for the Tubes. 1980, 81, 82, something like that. It all kind of bleeds together. And I don't have an exact year in front of me. It's produced by David Foster, the same guy who produced that Chicago tune you heard earlier tonight, and the same guy who would produce She's a Beauty for them in 1983. Kind of a don't want to wait anymore there from the Tubes. One of those dumb post-apocalyptic songs, like in the year 2525. Just dumb lyrics that I never really understood. But fine production from David Foster, and it redeems itself as a touching, tender ballad. Yeah, whatever. So, we'll move ahead a couple of years to 1988. I got a thing for these Latin-flavored dance songs, because these always worked on the dance floor back when I used to do live stuff, and I like it. From 1988, it's Will to Power, a good year before they did that terrible remake of Freebird. Here's Say It's Gonna Rain from Will to Power on Crap from the Past.
Gerber.
I'm sure you recognize from our broadcasts the evil forces that have produced the trouble in our world.
On Crap from the Past.
Stand and deliver the money or your life. says. With a dandy highwayman, and here's our invitation. Throw your safety overboard and join our insect nation.
Fading there. Adam and the Ants from 1981 and Stand and Deliver. I'm sure those, you know, those retro shows on those crappy commercial stations would be happy to play Goody Two Shoes for you again. I don't think they're going to dig much deeper into the ant music that is crap from the past. So, Stand and Deliver from Adam and the Ants. And now, a record I've been itching to get for a long time, a couple of months, and I finally have a copy here, courtesy of Joel. That's Joel of Chuck and Joel from AM 770 Radio K's Cosmic Slop, which you've heard me plug here on the show all the time. They do the best 70s show in the world, bar none, and that's a rave coming from me, so it should mean something, right? This is Joel's recording here, and I'm borrowing it, and I'm going to make myself a copy of it, because it's pretty cool, I must say. If you're into new music, you've probably heard of Fatboy Slim. He's pretty cool, I must say, and he's made a pretty good living for himself, taking snippets of other people's songs and putting them together and making something totally new out of it. Yeah, I know I dump on that on a regular basis on the new stuff ripping off old stuff feature, but he does it so well, better than virtually anybody else out there. So he is forgiven, and I think he's pretty cool, actually. He had a song, I guess about 6 months ago, called Praise You, which did pretty well on the charts for him. First real chart entry for Fatboy Slim. And you're probably wondering where he got some of the material from it. Well, Joel was kind enough to supply me with a copy of Take Yo Praise from 1975 as recorded by Camille Yarbrough. Good luck trying to find this in the stores, because I did a searching around for myself trying to get myself a copy and it didn't go very well. But I'm borrowing Joel's and that's good enough for now. Camille Yarbrough and Take Yo Praise from 1975 on Crap from the Past.
Together through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. You're so rare, so fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You're so so fine. I'm so glad you're mine. You make me glad I'm a woman, 'cause you're a feeling, thinking man. And anytime I know you're needing, I'm gonna please you every way I can. You're so rare, you're so what I'm feeling, with why and how I want to live. You're so rare, man, you're so fine. You know, I'm so glad you're mine. You're so very rare and so fine. when you hold me, when you work your way around. Ain't a part of me left over that your sweet love ain't found. You make my moan turn to whisper. You make my whisper turn to call. You make me scream and scream that I love you. When you make me rise and fall. You're so rare and you're so fine, and I'm so very, very, very glad you're mine. You're so rare and so fine. Oh, oh, you're mine, you know I want the best for you, baby. Mm-hmm. And what you want, I want for you. And we can work together, baby, to see it. Times and all the good. I'm gonna take this day to celebrate you, baby, 'cause I have to stop and praise you like I should. You're so rare, take your praise, and you're so fine, and I hope you know I'm glad you're mine. Take your praise, you're so rare, take your praise, you're so fine.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
It's not rap music, it's crap music.
On Crap from the Past.
A New York, New York, big city of dreams. And everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, but I'm down by law and I know my way around. Too much, too many people, too much. Too much, too many people, too much. A castle in the sky, 1 mile high, built to shelter the rich and greedy. Rows of eyes disguised as windows, looking down on the poor and the needy. Miles of people marching up the avenue, doing what they gotta do just to get by. I'm living in a land of plenty and many, but I'm damn sure poor and I don't know why. Too much, too many people, too much.
A man's on a ledge, says he's gonna jump. People gather around, said he won't, he's just a chump. 'Cause he lost his job, then he got robbed. His mortgage is due and his marriage is through. He says he ain't gonna pay no child support, because the left him without a second thought. His wife took the kids, the car and the crib. In this man's world, so much for women's lib. New York, New York, big city of dreams. But everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, but I'm down by law and I know my way around. Down in the village, you might think I'm silly, but you can't tell the women from the men sometimes. They are sugar and spice and everything nice, but when you get them home, ain't no telling what you find. Right next door is a little old man. I seen him eating dog food out of a can. He says, I got to eat when I can't afford meat. I barely can stand on my own 2 feet. I need some time and I want some space. I gotta get away from the human race.
Too much, too many people, too much. Too much, too many people, too much. Staring at a skyscraper, reaching into heaven, when over in the ghetto I'm living in hell. Just play ball or be an entertainer, 'cause like me can't read too well. Nobody loves me, nobody cares. I dream about a life, but I'm living in a nightmare. Paranoid, schizo, setback, snowbound, bad news cycle, heart attack, breakdown. If only I could sleep just 10 more minutes, I might find the strength to make another day. If I didn't have to get up and do my thing, I would probably sleep my whole life away. I messed up a nice dream, something about ice cream, whipped cream, fruit
juice and the cherry on top. Now I gotta get up and face the world, huh? The pressure is on, it ain't never gonna stop. I sure gotta learn to use my mind. I don't wanna be kissing nobody's behind, just standing online looking like a jerk. Gotta get off my butt and do a full day's work. I ran into a pothole, got into a car crash. Should've been thinking to try the fake whiplash. A crowd gathered round, they calling me fat. Who you looking at with a face like that? New York, big city of dreams. And everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, but I'm down by lawn. I know my way around. Too much, too many people, too much. Too much, too many people, too much. A baby cries and a mother dies, and the tears fall from the doctor's eyes. Because in this room, on this day, the good Lord has given and taketh away. The gift of life really means a lot, and in the ghetto your life is all you got. They never took the time to tell you about sex, so you had to learn about it in the discotheque. 9 months later, the baby is there, and the that did it said, I don't care, you don't have enough money to help feed too. So you have to choose between the baby and you. The sky was crying, rain and hail, when you put your baby in the garbage pail. Then you kiss the kid and put down the lid, and you tried to forget what you just did. The muffled screams of a dying baby was enough to drive the young mother crazy. So she ran in the rain trying to ease the pain, and she drove herself insane.
New York, big city of dreams, but everything in New York ain't all is what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, but I'm down by law and I know my way around. Too much, too many people, too much.
New York, New York. From Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, from 1983, it's 1 year after The Message, and New York, New York is very much cut from the same cloth as The Message, also on Sugar Hill Records, which is a far cry from Rapper's Delight, but that's back when rap was relevant, when they were actually, you know, some groups at least were producing their own music and rapping about something instead of, you know, sampling other things. And before I get started on a nonsensical rant, I'm going to reel myself back in, say it's 1:35, and you're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM St. Paul. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and if you're totally stunned and unaware of what's happened to your radio, it is Crap from the Past here on KFAI. It's pop stuff, just basically pop stuff. We'll just call it pop stuff, and it's probably pop music you haven't heard on the air in a long time, if at all. And now, 1978, a group called Marshall Hain. I think they were a duo. I don't know much about them. Maybe it was Mr. Marshall and Miss Hain or something like that. It's not a person, so there is no Marshall Hain that, to the best of my knowledge, kind of like Edward Bear from the 70s. It's Marshall Hain, the group. This was the first song that I know of, or knew of at the time, that used those funny Synsonics drums, which are all over the percussion track, to Dancing in the City. It's a fine, fine production, and it's actually pretty lush, actually, for 1978, and I kind of like it. It, too, narrowly missed the top 40 in 78. Marshall Hain and Dancing in the City on Crap from the Past.
Thank you. let the streets have their way. They'll carry you on till morning and steal your soul away. Dancing in the city, alleys that we run through. Now we've just begun to have fun.
City.
weird sounds going on there. That's the 12-inch to Let's Go All the Way by Sly Fox, the extended version, which is quite a bit long. Well, okay, it's 5.5 minutes, so it's a little bit longer than the 45 that you usually hear on the air. Interesting thing about that particular song, excellent song as it is, it was very similar to a song that came out pretty much at the same time by the Boogie Boys called A Fly Girl. And actually, it's not a coincidence because both songs were co-written by a guy named Gary Cooper, both songs were co-produced by a guy named Ted Currier, and both came out almost simultaneously on Capitol Records. Very strange. So I guess if it's good, spread it around. So here's virtually the same song. I'm going to play you the little short 7-inch version of A Fly Girl by the Boogie Boys from 1985. Let's see if you can spot the similarities here. Yeah, whatever. Still a good record. Boogie Boys on Crap from the Past.
Wanna be with you. You're not the prettiest thing, girl, but that's okay. Your painted on jeans make you fresh anyway. You wear much gold like it ain't no thing. You've got a name chain and a name earring. Your father is a doctor, a lawyer, or a king. Girl, take me in your car, let's go for a swing. One day you're gonna be at the top of the world, and I'ma be on your back, fly girl.
A fly girl, 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 a fly girl.
I'm a Capricorn. I like the fly girls who know that they're on. To my experience, the girls who please are Gemini, Scorpio, and yes, Pisces. I'm not prejudiced, but I tell you right now, I don't like a girl who eats the puppy chow. I don't like a girl with mud in her toes and feet that smell like anything goes. Dirty nails are what I hate most, but the gold fingernails are high post. I like pretty hair, but I also know girls look fly and can ghost. I must say this, if you like it or not, I can't stand fluorescent signs. But let me shut up for now, bye bye world. My name is Boogie Knight and I've got a fly girl.
Tell no lies, just meant we dream and fantasize. I want sandy brown hair and light brown eyes. I'm gonna brown tan, big juicy thighs. Jeans so tight, you seem so right. You're the most elusive lady I've seen all night. Like a breeze from the sea, you're just too cool. Your skin real soft and silky smooth. The voluptuous curves, the sway when you walk. You entice me, girl, just by the way you talk.
A fly girl, a fly girl, a fly girl, a fly girl, a fly girl.
Some sneaky, some freaky, some mean, some kind. Cold crush waves, fly Jerry curl. Go watch, go ring, and a neck full of pearls. Real slim waist, a made up face. Head turns, eyes burn when she comes in the place. Perfume from France, put you in a trance. Fly enough to mingle, too fly to dance. High stakers, big money makers. Some fly girls are cold heartbreakers. Bank accounts of unbelievable amounts. Very picky about how their names pronounced. Designer, purse, leather mini skirts. Not a speck of dirt, can't help but flirt. She make you choke like you inhale smoke. She gave you a number, it was dollar joke. You got a real nice voice, you'll be her choice. Till another man comes in a five Rolls Royce. The gods get jealous, how can you blame us? You live a lifestyle of the rich and famous. You play your role, guys lose control. Picturing you as a centerfold. From the Rome, JD, say la vie. Each and every one of y'all are too much for me.
sure to be your style. Or the way you smile that puts you on the top of the pile. Queen of the Nile. Oh, sweet child, fly girl, you drive me wild.
You drive me
a fly
wild.
Girl, a fly 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 girl.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Can we play more records tomorrow?
Yes.
On Crap from the Past.
McDonald, 1985. No Looking Back was the follow-up to I Keep Forgetting, I think. I gotta go look that one up. Maybe it's from... You know, I don't remember now. Maybe they're from different albums. Oh, well, you can go look it up if you really want to. No Looking Back, a fine record co-written by Kenny Loggins. And it was actually recorded on one of the Kenny Loggins solo albums. Just interesting. Michael McDonald did his first and had a pretty decent-sized hit with it. So, it's 1:54 in the morning. Yeah, boy, what are you still doing awake? Because it's a god-awful time slot for me, and I'm unhappy about it. Getting kind of dopey. Mandy's in next. Mandy is far from dopey. In fact, she looks positively pumped. Stacks of CDs up to the ceiling, and I see some vinyl over there. Whew. She's going to play them on the dreaded KFAI turntables, taking her vinyl into her own hands, I tell ya. One song left. I have one song left on Crap from the Past. Let's see, gotta throw in the plugs here. If you're into the pop music that I play here, you'll probably like Mandy's show. She plays indie pop. It's pop that has not been signed to the corporate disgusting labels, and it's new stuff, and it's good. And Mandy certainly knows her stuff. And she's on next from 2 till 5. If you like 70s stuff, best 70s show in the world is right here in the Twin Cities. Sunday afternoons around 3-ish, something like that. On AM 770 Radio K, it's Cosmic Slop with Chuck and Joel. And if you're just into quirky pop of all kinds, there's a funny little AM station in Shakopee, KSMM. 1530 a.m. on the a.m. dial, and they're on during daylight hours, and they play oddball oldish pop, and I kind of get a kick out of them because they're totally unpredictable, even more so than this show, and I think that's pretty amazing, actually. And they do a web simulcast, so you can hear them at night at ksmm.com, so it's kind of cool. Hey, we do a simulcast also. I should point that out because we have not been advertising that very heavily here at KFAI. If you got the computer and the internet connection and thingy and you got your funny little sound card, you can go to kfai.org and you can hear a live stream bit. What do they call it? Real audio streaming and all that crap. And you can hear it from anywhere in the world. I know because I did this from my mother-in-law's house in Denver, and I was actually able to hear KFAI, which is pretty cool, actually. I've never been able to do that before. And you just go there, and you click on Real Audio, and it sort of does the work for you. It's pretty slick. So if you're traveling to New York, New York City in particular, New York City radio is horrible. What are you going to do? You'll be, you know, stuck. So you should probably, you can't turn on the radio there because it's so bad. You should probably turn on KFAI.org. Yeah, enough of that. I'm going to play you one last song, and it's a song I've been, the song has pretty much been donated to Craft from the Past from Cosmic Slop. They hate the song so much they're never going to play it again, and they wanted me to have the 45. I am totally elated about the whole thing, and it is one of the worst songs I've ever heard. It's produced okay, but they certainly fell short in the songwriting department. The group is credited as Cash and Carry, and I'm going to play you the B-side of this god-awful single. Here's Who Needs Money from Cash and Carry from something like 1973. See you next week. This is Scrap from the Past on KFAI.